Here's today's In Touch reflection on Masterworks in the Making.
Today's reflection is based on verses 1 through 10 of Ephesians chapter 2. And you were dead in your offenses and sins, in which you previously walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Among them, we too all previously lived in the lusts of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the rest. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our wrongdoings, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show the boundless riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them.
Michelangelo Buonarroti, the 15th century Italian artist known for masterworks like David and the Pietà, once said this about his art: "The sculpture is already complete within the marble block before I start my work. It's already there. I just have to chisel away the superfluous material." Though not made of granite or marble, we are also creations of a master craftsman. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 says, "We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them." The Greek word translated as workmanship, poema, is the same root from which the English term poetry is derived, and it refers to a thing of notable excellence. If you feel insignificant, remember what God said before lovingly crafting Adam: "Let us make mankind in our image, according to our likeness." Like him, you're created in God's image. And through sanctification, those of us who are believers are coming to resemble our Master more every day. That's a beautiful thing. Think about it. How does knowing you're a masterwork in progress change how you feel about yourself, about others? Who can you share this truth with today?